Now I'll read a couple of poems. The first one, average length, and the second one very short, about certain elements of the grotesque in our lives, elements of the grotesque about which I feel rather strongly. Flannery O'Connor, a writer whom I admire to the point of worship, said that in order to write about the grotesque, a novelist, she was talking about novelists, I guess, must understand what is not grotesque in our society and why. And I think that's very difficult, especially for a poet, to know the line between the grotesque and the non-grotesque. I can tell when something's really enormously grotesque pretty easily. I remember when I was about 19 or 20, I sat down on a toilet and it fell over with me. And the water began to shoot out. And I was caught in the position of trying to get my pants up while being attacked by a geyser. Now that's obviously grotesque. And I can tell immediately that that's grotesque. But I can't always tell when something is sort of grotesque. The element, the grotesque element, which I suppose caused this first poem I'm going to read, is grotesque in a totally different sense. It's horror, I suppose. This is an ecological poem. When I was in Idaho this past summer, I saw in the park, in the pond, two magnificent black swans. I had never seen anything like them. They were black, they had curly tail feathers, and brilliant red beaks and legs and feet. And they were, oh, gorgeous things. And I was talking to my brother about them. He said, this pair of swans you're seeing here is not the original pair. That these are very rare birds, and they have had to be replaced because the original pair was killed. And I said, well, how did they get killed? And he said, well, at night they come up on the bank and sleep, and the teenagers made a sport out of driving down here and driving off the road and chasing them around until they ran over them with their cars. Perhaps an extreme case, but I think kind of indicative of some of our problems with our environment, the senseless slaughter. I really can't look a stuffed animal in the eyes. I find that very difficult to do. And I think when we all reach the point where we can't look a stuffed animal in the eyes, we will have a little better attitude toward the world around us. This is this poem will be in the New Yorker, which pleases me because more than it would if most were, because I hope some heavy industrial type will read it, maybe. I think in that magazine, heavy industrial types read that magazine. Maybe someone will read it and, you know, get something out of it. It's called Seven Preludes to Silence, and it is numbered 1 through 7, but I won't read the numbers. Seven Preludes to Silence. All day a wounded mountain followed me, gentle and crumpled like a fern. It was too shy to speak of its great need, and what could I have done to help it? The desert has forgotten what it is waiting for. Even sand will not survive without a purpose. Can dust learn to swim? Will flowers be able to repeat themselves in stone? We have removed the earth's flesh and torn out its bleeding veins. Sunlight reflects from our knives. It blisters the surface of the lake where nebulae of fish will never return. A few gulls carry their white grief on delicate hollow bones from water to water. We have forgotten that once there were black swans with brilliant red beaks and curly tail feathers. Soon, the last birds of desperate passage will ricochet through our oily rooms. The stars confirm nothing, deny nothing. Heads of animals grow on our walls. Their hopeless glass eyes stare down at us without reproach. We who invented the clock and the metronome cannot keep the calendar alive. We exist not on the edge of life but at its limits, asking no pardon of the grass or the delicate shells which arrive and depart on each tide. In the book of our history, it will be recorded that we murdered the earth. with the name of a different crime tattooed on each finger. We walk out into the orchard and find tiny mirrors hanging from the trees. Listen, the leaves are screaming for help as they fall.